Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 51 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this selection, the Chafetz Chaim addresses a mind frame that some people have. They say, I wouldn't mind if you talked like that about me, so why can't I talk like that about someone else? Says the Chafetz Chaim, the concept of Lashon Hara is talui, is dependent, lefi ha'ish shehu medaber alav, on the person that you're speaking about him. For example, im yomar al ish, if you'd say about a person, sha'acherim maspikim lo es mezono, that's being supported for whatever reason, either is being supported because they want him to be studying Torah, like a kollel setting, or they're supporting him because he's just very rich. And you'd say about such a person who is supported and has no financial worries, that he's lomed le'erech shalosh arba'a shos bayom. He learns 3-4 hours a day. According to his level, that's genai gadol. That's very degrading to say that about him. For lashon hara mikri, and if it's true, it's called lashon hara. Not allowed to say that. V'im yoma ze gufa, but if you'd say that same statement, he learns 3-4 hours a day, al bal bayis shatorid beparnasaso, on a regular homeowner who's busy trying to make an honest living, 3-4 hours a day of Torah, hu l'shevach gadol, that would be a big praise. It depends who you're talking about. Everything in context. V'chein, the Chafetz Chaim continues, kigon l'chabid Shabbos, honoring Shabbos. Im yomar al echon mibale batem ha-shefolim, if you talk about one of the downtrodden homeowners, he struggles, and you describe, oh, but he does this for Shabbos. L'shvach gadol, that's a big praise. Works hard to try to do something. But if you'd say the same thing about an ish oshir, a wealthy person, that he does, yeah, he does. L'gnai gadol yechashev lo, it would be very embarrassing to realize that he honors Shabbos in such a minimal way. It's interesting, we kind of would have predicted the Chafetz Chaim talking about how much Torah a person learns depending on his situation in life. It's interesting that his next choice was honoring Shabbos. How much do you honor Shabbos? And if an usher, a wealthy person, only minimally honors Shabbos, that's considered very degrading. Al Kain, the Chafetz Chaim says, therefore, Kasha Ma'od, it's very difficult to really outline cases of Lashon Hara, because by definition, there could be so many cases depending on the circumstances of who you're talking about. And therefore, the rule is, in the words of the Rambam, Kol Dovar anything, She'im Yisparsem, if it became well known, Yuchal Ligrom Lachavero Hezek, it would cause a damage, it would cause him pain. That's called Lashon Hara. And so, as we began with the theme of a person who says, I wouldn't mind if they talked about me like that, so why can't I talk about him like that? The principle of Maida Aloch Sani Lechaverech Losavid, don't do to your fellow what you wouldn't want done to yourself. And therefore, you're arguing, I'm just saying things that if they said it about me, I wouldn't mind. The answer is, Im Hayisa B'madre Goso. If you were on his level, how would you feel if they talked about you like that? And according to that assessment, such examples would be lignai, they would indeed be degrading, and they would be lashon hara min hadin, lashon hara according to the halacha. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.